This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Millions of dollars are going to be diverted from disaster relief to border enforcement by the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security confirming it's moving $271 million to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That'll include $155 million from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund. State Republicans in Alabama pushing Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to be removed from Congress. The state party there is calling on the Alabama congressional delegation to start the process to expel the freshman Democrat, a Somali refugee and naturalized American who's become one of the first two Muslim women in Congress. The Minnesota Democrats sparking controversy more than once over comments on U.S.-Israeli issues. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Tropical Storm Dorian dropping heavy rain on the island of St. Lucia yesterday is now headed for Puerto Rico, and it's strengthening. It could hit Puerto Rico as a hurricane later today or tonight. Officials in Puerto Rico say they're ready. Then, this weekend, it could strike Florida.
The entire coast of the Florida Peninsula, I think, should continue to monitor the system, you know, toward the end of the week.
That's Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Forecasting Center, who says parts of Florida could get 7 inches of rain from Dorian. At least 23 people are dead and over a dozen more injured after a suspicious fire tore through a bar in the Mexican state of Veracruz. The Mexican Attorney General's office says the fire may, quote, constitute a malicious attack, but provided no other details. After months of on-and-off peace talks, word is an agreement between the U.S. and the Taliban in Afghanistan could be announced at any time. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new Missouri law ban on abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy will not take effect after a federal judge blocked it. U.S. District Judge Howard Sachs put a pause on the law as a legal challenge plays out in court, which could end up taking months. He added that Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri likely will succeed in their lawsuit alleging that the law is unconstitutional. Similar laws have been struck down in North Dakota and Iowa over the last few weeks. Missouri already has some of the nation's most restrictive abortion regulations. A clinic in St. Louis is now the only one in the state that is performing abortions. Planned Parenthood sued the health department over licensing disputes, and now the case is before the Administrative Hearing Commission. A hearing is scheduled for the last week of October. That clinic continues to operate while the licensing dispute is considered. A new survey from J.D. Power shows that the alerts from new driver assist systems are so annoying that some motorists are turning them off. J.D. Power said the findings are a major concern for automakers who want to sell the systems and prepare drivers for automated vehicles. The survey found that 23% of drivers with systems that keep vehicles in their lanes view the alert as annoying. The results vary by brand, with up to 30% finding the alerts bothersome in other brands. Of the drivers who don't like the alerts, 61% go as far as disabling the systems completely. J.D. Power surveyed over 16,400 people from February through July who bought or leased a 2019 vehicle in the past 90 days. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Live. Hey, because that's the way we roll, ready or not. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Hey, have you ever wondered how the mainstream media, if this has come to mind, how they've given cover to all these antithetical forces, those forces against, the we the people type of government? I mean, it's amazing how they just step over Antifa and all these real problems and these emerging threats to our liberties in order to, go after Donald Trump, who is just all the more exposing them. Well, who are the real fascists, I want to ask, right? I mean, did you think about it? Well, will the mainstream media ever get it? Do they want to get it? Maybe not. Well, investigative journalist, businessman, former economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget is back with us. Always good to have Jim Simpson and his, refreshing perspective. Mr. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you again.
Hey, so what is going on here? I mean, the mainstream media just, they want to ignore all that. Anything about Trump, Trump's impeachment, let's see if we can make him look bad. They can't even, really be too critical of Melania, because every time she's on an international stage, you're proud to have her as the first lady representing this country, right?
Right. She's kind of difficult to, she's not totally untouchable, but very difficult to touch, and they don't like to be burned, so they're taking a more hands-off approach towards her, but Trump's open season on Trump.
Well, of course, and when you've got 90% of the media plus targeted in a negative way and all this stinking thinking and trying to do everything they can, I mean, they're all but burning novena candles, hoping for a recession because, if they can't, they've got to find some way to, have an advantage over this president for 2020. But, boy, I'll tell you, the more you consider this and the hard left they continue to go on, they may have to, Jim, fall off the cliff and realize that they're going to have to reinvent themselves, because this 2020 election, with them being all in for socialism, I think this is going to be a disaster for them.
Well, all I can say is I hope you're right. I know that they are mobilizing the get out the vote effort to beat the band. I mean, my friend Trevor Loudon has described an effort by the Freedom Road Socialist Organization and other communist groups to register 40 million people. The fact that so much of the Democrat left open borders agenda has already been accomplished through legal and illegal immigration, they're close. So they are self, I mean, they do what the left does all the time. they just go overboard. They go nuts.
They're gonna cheat. There's no question. I mean,
well, that's true.
When you have Eric Holder, you know, staring into the camera, going, "There's no such thing as voter fraud." You know, why are you talking
right.
about that? Well,
right.
only because people keep getting arrested and they spend time in jail for voter fraud.
Yeah.
So I don't understand you as an attorney general saying that there's no such thing as voter fraud. We saw what happened in California with the ballot harvesting. Other states, delving into this as well and trying to operate in the shadows. Google coming out saying, "Hey, forget about." Thumb on the scale. We don't care. We'll throw body parts on the scale if we need to, but there's no way Donald Trump's going to get reelected. So when you have this kind of influence in the face of everything we've gone through for the past 2.5 years about Russian influence,
right.
you know, this is all laughable, but after the laugh, it's very serious and threatening.
Yeah. Well, it really is. I mean, when you consider that the main instruments of media in this country are willing to go to such extremes to vilify a duly elected president of the United States and essentially at least half of the American people, marginalize at least half of the American people by the extreme statements they make and the extreme narratives they promote. That by itself is enough to really raise serious concerns about where mm-hmm. our nation is headed and where they are driving us, like, driving cattle to a cliff. It's really troubling.
We know that, a portion of that 50% that has drank the Kool-Aid for the Democratic Party. Like lemmings, they're heading for that cliff. And that's what I see, Jim, is that they're going to end up falling off that cliff and realizing the gravity still exists. And this is going to cause them to, to reinvent themselves and really think about this,
yeah.
what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Yeah. No, despite global warming, yes, gravity still exists. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, if somehow they can tie that in, we had the G7 less one, so it was G6 when it came to climate warming. And, of course, then they found out all the Amazon fires and all the alarmism that they were yelling about. It was like even NASA had to come out and go, it's pretty much average. But the mainstream media and all the knuckleheads went crazy over it.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're right. I hope they all go running off the cliff, and that's the last we hear from them. But that's an optimistic hope.
Well, I doubt it'll be the last because they keep on, regenerating new heads. And this one, they have really, they have gone totally overboard in terms of the invention of this mindset that they have developed for themselves. I mean, all it takes is, and I hopefully people have not lost their sense of humor. And because if they have, that means they really have checked in their critical thinking. And maybe a modicum of intelligence, because when you listen to these Democrats, Beto O'Rourke, does this guy need therapy or what?
I think they all need therapy.
It's just unbelievable. I was talking with a dear friend of mine here. I happen to be in Maui, Hawaii. I'm visiting family here. And so it's very early here, oh, by the way, but that's okay, because we've got a country to save, so time is of no importance here. We've got other significant things to deal with. But we were talking particularly about Tulsi Gabbard. She's not going to make the stage for this next debate, there is rumor that she may be looking at being an independent. Or maybe, possibly, I suggested waiting this out a little bit and waiting and kind of just, after the Democratic Party crashes, they're going to look for some new identification and somebody who can moderate the party. And she might possibly be a poster child for this. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I would sure love to see that. A great way to draw votes away from the Democrats. I'm skeptical because the Democrats usually aren't that stupid, but boy, that would sure be a great thing to see.
I know you say normally not that stupid, but right now it seems like there's a disconnect from intelligence in the party right now. And like I said, they may have to fall off the roof to find out that gravity still exists. Got to go to break, Jim. Stay with us for just a minute. Jim Simpson is with us. Our conversation will continue. Stay right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Right here, where we're fresh and independent at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This portion of the show being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories. They're the makers of Colostrum LD. You've heard me talk about them. Boy, I'll tell you what a difference they've made for me personally. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Click on their banner ad, get the information, and get back on the road to health. I want you to do that lickety-split, because there's nothing like better health, let me tell you. Jim Simpson continues with us, the investigative journalist, businessman, former economist and budget examiner for the White House Office of Management and Budget, author of the book The Red-Green Axis 2.0. It's an existential threat to America and the world. You know, Jim, we were talking about this off-air, and that is sadly, I'd say, roughly half of the country, más o menos, as they would say, half of the country, because they've embraced these democratic policies and socialism and everything. I mean, they're all very angry. They're not a happy group of people. I mean, I don't see them having a good time. And, what a shame and what a waste of, minutes, seconds, hours, weeks, months, years of their lives. I mean, because everything in their axis has been weaponized. I mean, all they can think about is invalidating people. And, it's kind of like Barack Obama. He didn't intention it this way. He was talking about other policies, but he talked about the game of whack-a-mole. It's like the Democrats have just picked up this little mallet and going around, anything that raises its head they don't like, they just whack it,
Yeah. Well, and the trouble, the thing that is most disturbing about that, and it's probably personified best by the Antifa protesters, is this just off the charts hatred that's all based on false premises. It's all based on lies. Everything that they protest, every bit of their anger is directed at air. None of it is true. It's simply amazing. But while the Antifa folks really believe it, because they're true believers and really get ginned up and think their hate is legitimate, it is, in fact, a strategy that has been developed over the decades that started way back in 1917 with the Soviet Communist Party. And their entire goal is to generate hatred and division, because that's how they win. It's a divide and conquer military strategy. And they send off these lunatics who believe this stuff to go out and make it look like it's really something. They have genuine hate. And, the normal rational person says, well, that hate must have some basis in reality. So they legitimize it, even though they show just this complete, total, irrational, off-the-charts hatred. And that's the whole thing about it. People need to understand that groups like Antifa are not fringe groups as far as the left is concerned. They are groups that provide that exist for a very specific purpose and engage in the public in a way that advances the left's ideas without the left having to take responsibility for it.
Exactly. They're the tip of the spear. And they're liars. I mean, they're flat-out liars, even by their name. I mean, this is what people have to see. Antifa. They're not anti-fascist.
No.
I mean, they're just the opposite. But that's, again, what the left is really good at crafting, is they will give you words like pro-choice. It's not pro-choice. I mean, what are you doing?
Right.
Come on. You've got to employ some critical thinking. Yes.
Pro-immigrant. Yes. Illegal aliens are not immigrants. That's the legal definition.
Yes. Let's everybody raise their hand on the stage and agree that it's no longer a crime. Oh, okay. Well, forget about Congress. Forget about the laws that are already established. We're just going to go and rely on the 10 people on the stage that have raised their hands. So now they're the new geniuses of the burgeoning new America here, right?
Exactly. And while they're claiming to be Antifa You know, the Antifa groups, all of their, you notice their flags are red and black. Mm-hmm. And red is, of course, the communist flag. It is also the syndicalist flag, which is communist unions. The black is the anarchist flag. When you put them together, it is the anarcho-syndicalist flag, which is a blending of anarchism and syndicalism, which is, you know, red unions. And President Obama, who called himself a union man, mm-hmm. wore the same red and black, and both his children and his wife wore that same red and black on their when he gave his acceptance speech following winning the, I believe, the nomination for the Democratic Party, or it may have actually been when he won the presidency. But I thought that was very significant symbolically, because what he was really signaling to the left out there was, yes, I'm with you. I'm with the anarcho-syndicalists. I'm with mm-hmm. the communists. I'm with the radicals. And that's what they are.
Well, it was what he spoke of when he said
yep.
a fundamental transformation
yep.
of
absolutely.
America.
Yep.
Whoa, look how close he came. And fortunately, reason was able to overcome it. But we go back to what President Reagan said, and that is that liberty is not passed in, you know, passed from one generation
right.
to the next through the bloodstream. You know, it doesn't happen that way. You know, we have to catch it, and we have to fight for it. Liberty is not free.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Well, Jim, I got to tell you, I'm so grateful for people like yourselves. I mean, so often, you know, we hear on certain outlets, well, you know, thank God for this person and that person. You know, it's not any one individual person. It's a lot of people, you know, bringing the truth to, you know, up against the lie. You know, as you mentioned, Trevor, our good friend Trevor Loudon, I mean, he yep. has just been a gem and a gift to modern America right now because of all the research and what he's brought to light. And and there's been so many others that have contributed
yep.
to, you know, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And that's what we've got to continue to do and remind everybody that, especially those of conservative thought, that, you know, yes, you have to have some courage and you've
yep.
got to buck up here a little bit, know what you're talking about.
Yep.
And because, you know, fortunately for us, a lot of progressives and those on the left, their whole world operates in 8-second sound bites. You know,
right.
think about it.
It's all sloganeering. That's as
yeah.
far as their knowledge goes, to sloganeering.
Yeah, about the yeah. thickness of a bumper sticker. So
yeah,
it
exactly.
doesn't take a real art craft to tumble their arguments. It just takes a little bit of critical thinking and a little bit of time. But if you want to spend all your time, you know, video gaming and other amusements, you're missing out. And we need you in the fray of things right now, because we need everybody on board to take on this antithetical aggression and lunacy and lies that are going to impact our kids and our grandkids, right?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, absolutely. They will destroy our nation if they're given half the chance.
And well, they're coming real close right now. I mean, with all the stuff that's been going on. I mean, look at how much time they've wasted on this presidency when, you know, here we are. He's given up half of his assets, I would say, easily,
yeah.
Donald Trump has,
yeah.
to save
yeah.
this country. And what
yeah.
kind of thanks do we give them? You know,
yeah.
give him, you know. We could,
yeah.
we should be at 4 or 5 GDP right now, and we're not getting any help from those on the left and Nancy yeah. Pelosi at all. Jim, remind everybody real quick how they can get your hands on your book, The Red Green Axis.
Amazon.com, The Red Green Axis 2.0, also the Center for Security Policy. You can go there, securefreedom.org, and
now
get a free
Fed's cut interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman. done and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Millions of dollars are going to be diverted from disaster relief to border enforcement by the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security confirming it's moving $271 million to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That'll include $155 million from the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Disaster Relief Fund. State Republicans in Alabama pushing Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to be removed from Congress. The state party there is calling on the Alabama congressional delegation to start the process to expel the freshman Democrat, a Somali refugee and naturalized American who's become one of the first two Muslim women in Congress. The Minnesota Democrat sparking controversy more than once over comments on U.S.-Israeli issues. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far love can go, just how deep, just how wide, if you want.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want to know.
You know, it can be a bit overwhelming, can't it? You know, when you really ponder it for just a moment, just how almighty he is on so many levels. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, independent filmmaker and a veteran of both the Danish and U.S. Army. Michael Hansen is going to be joining us as a filmmaker. He's infiltrated far-left organizations, exposed how their extremist agendas are working out there, and how they operate in the shadows, and they get cover from the mainstream media, because for some reason the mainstream media is allergic. I guess maybe it's a no-go zone for them, too. He has searched the truth, speaking of no-go zones, have taken him from no-go zones in Sweden to the epicenter of migrant rape gangs in England, from Antifa riots in Portland to the front line of the migrant crisis at our border. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you.
Hey, lots to talk about because of your experience. You just have a wealth of experience to share with our audience. But first, let's talk about the censorship of the movie Killing Free Speech. Break that down for us.
Well, basically, it's actually on two fronts. When I first, what's it called? I had a private screening of Killing Free Speech with Border Patrol, U.S. Border Patrol Union.
Uh-huh.
And when they did that private screening, there were some mainstream media / left-wing activist journalists who just went after it. And they wrote a slew of, like, negative, articles that, you know, called it white nationalist and what have you not, even though the Border Patrol agent or union rep that set up the screening was African-American. So that's kind of ironic. But so they basically put so much pressure on Border Patrol that Border Patrol basically had to cancel any other screenings that they were talking about doing. And then also after that, I thought, all right, well, let me see if I can get it screened on Capitol Hill. So we contacted Senator Gohmert's office, and they basically informed us that because Nancy Pelosi was now or is, you know, Speaker of the House, and he apparently, whoever controls the House, also controls the theaters at Capitol Hill, they said that, you know, it's never going to pass. They're never going to allow it. So I actually contacted my local congressman, Representative Pascrell in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and I met with his representative, and I explained to them what had happened without specifically saying what the movie was about. And they're like, "Oh yeah, that's terrible. You know, you can't censorship, censor a movie called Killing Free Speech." But after they then found out what it was about, I haven't heard from them since.
And okay. Then, all right. Go ahead.
Oh, and then I was going to say that after I released Killing Free Speech Part 1, all of a sudden they started going after my other movies, mainly Killing Europe, which has been taken down pretty much from every major tech website, social media website. It's been basically, they disappeared it.
Why are they threatened by Killing Free Speech?
I mean, I can only hypothesize, but I think the whole... Because the movie, at least part one that's been released so far, I mean, it really shows several things. It shows how CARE, Council of Islamic Relations, how they pressure any organization to shut down any speech about Islam or CARE. And then at the mm-hmm. same time, I also went in and I showed how in public schools, K through 12, how they're really indoctrinating the students and how administrators and principals are really pushing, you know, a one-sided agenda in their schools, and they don't allow any other oppositional arguments or anything, you know. They mm-hmm. certainly don't believe in critical thinking anymore. And
right, exactly.
And I also just show the hypocrisy of Antifa. And more importantly, I make a big point of correlating, you know, what's been going on in Europe for the last 10, 20 years, and especially with the migrant crisis, and then showing how it relates to what's going on in the United States now, because one of the first things they did in Europe was take away free speech, and we all know that in Europe now you can go to jail for the wrong tweeting about, you know, migration or anything. I mean, mm-hmm. you're not going to jail in the United States yet, but they're certainly putting you in internet jail, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, you're socially jailed. That's been going on for a while. The weaponization of the left, Antifa, you say hypocrisy. There's no such thing as hypocrisy. They lie. I mean, they're just a bunch of liars. So, you know, hypocrisy. I mean, this is the thing about the left, is they're so empowered that there's no consideration for hypocrisy, because all things go. In their realm, and so you know, it's just a non-existent, you know, word and term. You know, we look at it and we see it as being hypocritical, but you know, so what? It doesn't mean anything to them. They could care less.
Exactly. And to go back to your question, to why they're so adamant about shutting down my movies, because it's not like I'm a big influencer like Michael Moore or somebody like that. But I think the reason is that in my movies, you know, I'm not backed by any political organization or any of that. Mm-hmm. As you know, I have a Danish background, so, you know, I'm really trying to show Americans that if what they see going on in Europe, if they don't want that here in the United States, they need to start being careful, because a lot of the things that started in Europe, pushing Europe down that suicidal path, is now happening in the United mm-hmm. States. And you know, Antifa in the streets is one of the beginnings. And then you got, you know, the Democrats pushing for censorship, you know, under the guise of so-called hate speech. And then you got, you know, the tech companies who are ideologically aligned with the Democrat Party. It seems like, you know, they're happy to have lies. But, you know, mm-hmm. the whole idea of hate speech, right? I mean, I don't know right. if too many people know that the ones who actually introduced first this idea of hate speech was actually the Soviet Union back in the 1950s. And the ones who opposed mm-hmm. it, you know, including that the terms of hate speech and the UN resolutions was actually the Western country. Eleanor Roosevelt was one of the biggest proponents for not accepting this idea of hate speech, because they all knew that when Soviet Union said hate speech, they really just talked about political dissidents. And sure enough, you know, 50 years later, what do you have in the United States now? You got the tech companies, you got the liberals, you got the Democrats using the same argument that the Soviet Union did back in the 1950s. Talk about ironies, right?
Well, really, and we've been conditionalized with this, you know, concept of political correctness, and as you say, the 50s, I mean, really, our founding fathers understood in some form or fashion this would exist. This is why the First Amendment was so critical. We needed to have, in order to have the republic and freedoms that we enjoy, even in a marginal level today by comparison, and what the intent of the founding fathers was in terms of our freedoms, you know, it's all being chipped at and compromised. If people, as you say, who are failing to exercise some critical thinking here and do not realize, and as I was writing about a while ago, and I still bring it up, is that we have to appreciate what E Pluribus Unum is all about. You know, the E Pluribus is the many. As you say, you have a Danish background, for me, Hispanic. I mean, we are a blend of a melting pot of cultures in this country. But we have to understand at the end of the day, it's not about any one of those individual cultures. It's about the unum. It's about freedom for all. And if we abandon that, then we're subject to all the, you know, the ebb and flow of this, you know, this type of stinking thinking that's out there that is robbing us of our liberties. This is what's going on. And as you say, as a warning, we, you know, we can see it very clearly what's happening in Europe. I mean, we've got young people here, Michael, that want to embrace socialism, and you're going, wait a minute, haven't you read the news about Venezuela and other places that have taken on these socialistic, you know, principles? It doesn't fare well for the people. In the wake of that type of government, there are millions of people who have died, and you can't wait to bring that to a theater near you. You got to be kidding me. You know, something's missing from your educational process. Michael Hansen is with us, and our conversation with him and his movie, Killing Free Speech, will continue. Stay with us. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea
builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
What if I were the one to tell you that the work's already been done? It's not good news, it's bad news.
Hey, this portion of the show being brought to you by Network Capital Funding, the direct lending team. They're going to start saving you money right away on your mortgage and high-interest credit card payments. Say, why not? Give them a call, 800-700-8068, for all the details. You know, we've been hearing all the good news about interest rates on mortgages, moving in a very positive direction. And why not take advantage? And they are excellent. They're quick. They don't mess around, and they're experts at this. Direct lenders, you're not dealing with a bunch of middlemen, okay? They can just give it to you straight. Michael Hansen continues with us, an independent filmmaker. He's a veteran of both the Danish and U.S. Army. We're just checking out his website that we had mentioned earlier, which is killingfreespeech.com. That's where you can go. You can view the movie, and it is pretty incredible. You know, when you see the truth like this, it's quite eye-opening, and there's no reason for you to stay in the dark, and also an opportunity there to support, Michael's efforts here. You know, as he mentioned earlier, there's been an attack on his organization, on his films. CARE does not want him to speak the truth, and CARE, as we know, which is quite insidious, you know, when you think about it. You know, think about CARE, you think about Antifa. How much place, Michael, that they have in our society today, and how they've been able to weaponize their efforts to do the very thing that our founding fathers put their lives on the line for, which was freedom of speech.
Well, there's two things in it, is that Antifa is like the spearhead of censorship, if you want to call it that.
Yes.
But censorship goes on at three levels, in the street, in the parliament, or Congress over here, if you want to call it that, and then online, right, and mainstream media. So at the very street level, you got Antifa. And in Europe, Antifa dominates the streets. You cannot have a conservative protest without heavy police presence. And for the most part, it doesn't happen because Antifa creates a riot, and then they shut down the protest, mm-hmm. Over here in the United States, you're now seeing the same thing. Since 2016, Antifa has really come out of the woodwork, and you see particularly in places like Portland, but pretty much any liberal-dominated city, Antifa is there to make sure that conservatives can't voice their opinions in the public square, and they make sure that conservatives understand that if they do want to voice their opinions in public square, they're going to be running a very big risk. And then, as far as CARE, they have the same motives and goals pretty much as Antifa, and sometimes they work together. Where CARE, they have tremendous amounts of money, and what they do, mm-hmm. they very skillfully implement something called lawfare, where they'll throw a lawsuit at anybody or anything, even though it's a frivolous lawsuit, but that's so much money that just dragging you to court and dragging you the whole thing, you know, that's punishment enough. And,
right.
You know, I won't be surprised if they come after me and pull me in court because of what I documented about them in my movies. I mean, it's not going to surprise me. I'm actually expecting it. But then here, what they also do is that they if there's any speaker they don't like or there's anything they don't like, they'll, you know, at a school, anywhere, you name it, they'll contact those organizations and basically, you know, indirectly threaten them with negative publicity, saying, hey, if you don't disinvite these guys, then we're going to contact the media and you're going to have a basically, you know, hell rain down on you. And any business, hotel, or anything, they're going to go, oh, no, we better cancel this.
Mm-hmm. It just, well, especially, as you say, if they mention anything that has to do with an attorney, and a lawsuit, what are they going to do? You know, they're going to bend, and this is what they've been getting their way. And Antifa, basically, as you stated here, and as we've seen on television, this is the muscle of the left. They're going to get us to comply one way or another. And meanwhile, everyday Americans are shocked to see what Antifa is doing on the streets, whether it's Portland or in other cities, Baltimore, you know, across the country. They have had their way with our culture, and it is at a price that we're paying. Our liberties are being, you know, stolen from us. They're being hijacked by, you know, whether it's CARE or Antifa, but particularly Antifa. And then you see it, as you say, in the other realms, whether it's in government or, you know, particularly in social media with, you know, some of these liberal, you know, liberal controlled media outlets, whether it's Google or Twitter or whatever. I mean, they're doing everything they can to filter out conservative thought and expression.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, ultimately, you know, and this is the whole reason why I'm doing these movies is because, you know, I've witnessed what these ideas can do to a country and your home. Because, you know, don't forget that, you know, when I did my first film, Killing Europe, I literally went to the streets that I grew up in. I went all over Europe, and I witnessed firsthand the migrant wave. I witnessed firsthand what Antifa can do. You know, I was attacked by Antifa. That's happened a couple of times. Everybody I know back in Europe has been attacked by Antifa. And,
right.
And several people have been thrown in jail for tweeting the wrong thing or anything like that. So I know what, you know, this totalitarians with a smiley face, right? All in the name
exactly.
Of good, right? And
right.
And you're starting to see the same thing over here. I mean, you got Democratic senators and congressmen, they're the ones, remember with the whole InfoWars thing, when they started pushing for Twitter and all these to, like, shut down InfoWars? It was all in the name of you know, hate speech or fake news, whatever they want to call it, but they were successful. And lo and behold, after that happened, you know, you just started seeing this whole massive wave of censorship now. You know, it's interesting that, you know, that supposedly the Democrats are disavowing Antifa. I don't know if that's entirely true, but it's interesting how all of these different entities, they all want the same thing. They all wanting to encroach on free speech. They want less choices for people because ultimately they think that common Americans are idiots that can't handle information and facts. So therefore, they're going to be the overlords and overseers of what you can and cannot see. I mean, have you ever seen the movie Fahrenheit, 451 or something like that? Where
I know what you're talking about. Yes, I just had it in my mind, and it went 911, Fahrenheit 911, or anyway, whatever. Go ahead.
No, the original one where, you know, it's this dystopian society where they ban books because it messes with people's feelings. That's in essence what they want, the tech giants and the Democrats want to do. They want to ban certain information because they feel that regular Americans can't handle this information. You know what I mean? It's quite scary.
Yeah, that was Fahrenheit 451, I believe, wasn't it?
There you
Is that
go.
What it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it was. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. I knew I had it there, and it was just escape. But you're exactly right. This is all diabolical. This is all systemized. They've got it worked out. And all it takes is conservatives to kind of, you know, be overwhelmed by this and allow a takeover. The Democrats are complicit. As you say, you know, you don't know for sure if they're if they're behind all this, we know one thing is they're not antithetical to it. They're not fighting against it. They're not joining with conservatives. I see conservatives joining with liberals at times, supporting their abilities and freedoms, free speech. But I don't see it the other way around. I mean, very rarely, in fact, I can't even recount one incident recently where I could say, oh, yeah, that particular liberal sided with, conservatives for the sake of the higher principle of free speech. That's not happening. And so the Democrats are happy to have conservative thought quieted right now because that serves their agenda and their movement. But, I think the Democrats could find out down the road, as what you've experienced in Europe, is that, right now it's, the enemy of their enemy is their friend. But that can turn pretty quickly once they get critical mass, and then they are the ones in control, and it's not going to be Nancy Pelosi or these other Democratic operatives, is it?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, this is what you got to look at is that most social Democrats, what you would define as liberals over here, or socialists, or whatever, leftist political parties in Europe, what happened was that, you know, through the 90s, as prosperity really hit the middle and working class in Europe, all these voters started turning away from the left-wing parties, their traditional voting base. And what those left-wing parties are now more and more depending on is the vote of migrants. And this is where you particularly see this weird alliance between, you know, seemingly progressive socialists and then these hardcore Muslim fundamentalists. And in Denmark, we just had an election, and two things happened. Number one, the tech companies on the behalf of, like, the mainstream media, like the state-run mainstream media, actually requested Facebook and so forth to shut down different, like, the Breitbart version of in Denmark. And they shut some of these alternative conservative news sources down on the Internet, basically. And then at the other hand, there was a big push within these migrants, neighborhoods and some of these so-called no-go zones and so forth to, like, really turn out to vote for these far-left politicians. And it was just enough to actually, you know, flip that election. And I think you're going to see the same thing happening over here. I think it's naive not to think it.
Well, you know, they've made it clear. I mean, Google said that they're not going to have another 2016, and they're doing everything. I mean, Google, a powerful arm like this social media platform, and you've got to know Twitter, and you got to know Facebook with their liberal policies and ideals are going to do the same thing. And President Trump has said he's keeping an eye on them, but I don't know if we have enough eyes to keep, to keep them in check. Because this is a full-blown attack, and if there was ever an opportunity for them to really gain some major ground, you would think now's the time. Michael Hansen has been with us. Go to his website, killingfreespeech.com. Get more information. Michael, look forward to having you back. Keep up the great work on behalf of freedom, okay?
Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.